critically well-known Dr. Frankenstein is now off the hook. A man who, in his mid-80s, was always a rather unlikely mastermind.
So we meet again, Mr. Bond. And now watch as I destroy the world. This laser must have been wired by a bloody Indian.
To be honest, the whole thing really rather illustrated the frankly very poor quality of modern conspiracy theories.
1940s, Roswell.
The conspiracy theory says that an alien spacecraft crash-landed in New Mexico and two alien bodies were removed from the wreckage and autopsied.
Yes, clearly nonsense. This is the United States we're talking about. No doctor is going to operate on any alien until they've checked whether they have medical insurance.
One of the keynote speakers at last year's Tory conference there. The 70s were a boom time for conspiracy theories. First, the idea that aliens had visited Stone Age humans and taught them useful skills like building pyramids, drawing big lines in deserts and using fire.
Observe the production of flame.
Get out of the way, nobody touch.
And then, in the later 70s, attention switched to the Bermuda Triangle, a place where aircraft mysteriously disappeared without trace. Was it caused by anomalies in Earth's gravitational field? Some sort of sinister naval experiment? Actually, it turned out to be BAA's rubbish baggage handling system. Now, more recently, conspiracy theories have got even more mental. Barack Obama has been in trouble recently because the pastor of his church went on record as describing 9/11 as...
chickens coming home to roost!
When they were obviously planes. Or according to a certain MI6 operative, laser holograms in the shape of planes. Other people think the Twin Towers were deliberately demolished by their own government. Can Americans really be so daft?
Yes, we can!
Then, of course, there's David Icke. He thinks George Bush is a blood-drinking alien reptile from a distant galaxy.
At last, a theory with a ring of truth about it. Thank you very much. And now some music from Mr. Mitch Benn.